Rockford's Artist Ensemble Theater is launching a new podcast.
Mysterious Journey, Theater for the Mind.
Richard Rather is the company's producing artistic director. He says the pandemic has devastated performing arts.
Everybody has to find a way to make a living because as a performer, as a theater artist, right now there is no work.
Rather shares that the troupe was in a good financial place when the pandemic hit, but now those reserves have dwindled. And like most organizations, he says the theater found themselves searching for answers.
We continue to look at how and when can we do a live performance. Right now, doing a live performance when you can only have 25 people in an indoor event, it just doesn't pay. It's kind of sad even when you spread them out.
He says the idea of doing a podcast came up. Rather explains that this was the easiest and cheapest way for the theater to share content with the public. He mentions that some theaters are doing video productions, which in some cases involve paying a professional.
What the problem is that you have these theaters that do live performances, and now you're asking them to now create video content. We're not video people. We don't know how to do that.
Rather adds that his theater didn't understand how to do podcasts either, but they wanted to keep costs down. He shares how the organization learned audio production skills.
There's a lot of videos online, and we've been watching lots of training videos, you know, and every time we have a question, it's like, okay, how do I do this? And a video pops up, and you watch that, and you're going, wait a minute, what?
Now, once they knew a bit about audio production, the next hurdle was getting things recorded. Rather says the theater partners with Rockford University. He shares they set up a recording studio at the university and uses equipment that the school donated to them. The theater saved money by producing the podcast in-house. Another way the theater is keeping costs down is by using public domain stories.
It was aliens. The invasion happened right under our noses, and no one noticed. I discovered that Earth had been infiltrated by life forms from another planet quite by accident.
That was David A. Gingrich performing in the theater's first podcast episode, The Eyes Have It, adapted from Philip K. Dick. Public domain stories are not subject to any copyright infringements or fees.
So that's what we're starting with, because obviously this is free. We're putting it out there free, and we're asking for donations. So therefore, we don't really have much money. The idea is to see if we can generate some income to keep the theater afloat.
Rather says he believes the world of theater will change after the pandemic ends, and a lot of things theaters are doing to adapt will continue. He urges everyone to do their part so that we can get to that place soon.
Please wear a mask. Please socially distance. It's the only way we're going to get through this. It's horrible. I would love to be able to get back to where we could get 50 people indoors.
But until then, for Artist Ensemble, the podcast is the next best thing. The Mysterious Journey podcast includes stories that are about 10 to 20 minutes long and will run every other week starting October 27th. Podcasts can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts and at the Ensemble's website. I'm Yvonne Booz.